Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Zayin. We begin today's Daf 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines down. First word on the line, Amar Rava. The Gemara is talking about cases where a person kills somebody, and we want to know in certain cases it will be Hayav, in certain cases it will be Patur. Kefato Umet Bera'av Patur. Let's say he tied him up. As a result, the fellow died of famine. He died of hunger. He's going to be patur. Ve'amar Rava, kefato behama umet, betzina umet, hayav. Rava says, if he tied him up and he died as a result of the sun, or he tied him up in the cold and he died, hayav. Now what's the difference in the two cases? Why in the case over there of Ra'av, he's patur? The logic is, because at the time that he tied him up, the death isn't there at that point. Ra'av is something that comes later on. We judge it at the time that he tied him up. And he tied him up, that variable of Ra'av was not there yet. That happens later on. Where is, when he ties him up in the sun is there already. The heat is there, the cold is there. So the item that's killing him is present. Therefore, we judge it at that point. Like the Gemara says, "Sof hama labo, sof sina." "Sof hama labo, sof sina labo patur." However, if he does it at a time where it's not cold, he ties him up during the day, where it's hot, and he doesn't die till the night, or he ties him up at night, and the heat doesn't come until the day, that would be similar to the case of Ra'av. "Sof sina labo, sof hama labo." Basically, the principle that's working over here is it has to be all there at the time of the mitah, dashi, at the time of the kefiyah, dashi. Kefato umet bera'av. The besha'a she kefato en kan devar hariga. The hariga is not there yet. Vara'av ba me'elav ve'olek v'hazek la'al zeman. Kol sha'a ve'lodami le'tzemtzem b'mayim u'be'ur. Da'reg mezuman. Over there when he holds him in the fire is there already. When he held him in the water is there already. The ra'av is not there. That's something that comes later on. Rashi, sof hama lavo patur, kelomar. Im lo hayta sham hama b'sha'a shekefato. If let's say there was no sun at the time. Aval, sof lavo kan. Veze lo yachol la'amod, vesofo lamut, patur, shelo haya ha'oreg mezuman. Lariga, vegeramahu, ve'en dino masu lebedin el la'shamayim. Of course, he's not innocent. He's hayab b'dei shamayim. But Betin cannot mechayev him because that would be considered a gerama. Gemara continues. Ve'amar Rava kefato lefne ari. Let's say he tied him up in front of a lion. So the Gemara says patur. Why? Diina meloaya kafuto ayachol latzil atzmo min ari. He would have died anyway. Even if he wasn't tied up, there's no way he could run away against the lion. So therefore, the tying it up just might have sped up the process, but he would have died anyway, so it was going to be patur. Lifnei yitushin hayav. But in front of yitushin, bugs that can kill, hayav. Because from the yitushin, he'd be able to, you know, swat them away and run away. So the fact that he held them down, it caused the yitushin to get him. Now you have to say over there also that the yitushin must have been there. Because if you say they weren't there, so that's a ksuf hama lavo. That would be a gerama, so they were on him already. So they were on him, and he was about to shoo them away, and he tied him up. In the lion case, even if it was there, it's not going to make a difference whether he tied him up or not. Rav Asher Amar, afidu lefnei yitushin name patur. Rav Asher says, even if the yitushin were on him, and he tied him up, it's going to be patur. Why? Hani azle v'hanu atu. The yitushin that were there are not the ones that kill him. Those go away, and other ones come. So therefore, it's, you know, at least all we don't know. We're not going to kill the guy since we don't know. And it's possible that other Yitushim came. Now she says, "Velo met al yedei Yitushim arishonim shemuchanim sham shekama kitot avru alav." There's a lot of different groups, swarms of Yitushim that come. Gemara continues, "Itmar kafa alav gigit." Let's say he put a bucket over his head, and the guy died of suffocation. Now she says, "Umed behabla." Habla is the suffocation. Upara alav ma'aziva. Or he was in the room and he made a hole in the roof, and as a result he died of frostbite. Vezaya yashin, he was sleeping. So what happened? He froze him. V'nechnesa shamat sina patur. Again, why? She'arug ba'la harzeman. The death came after the time. The cold comes after. The cold was not there at the time of the death. It's something that only comes later on. The haval only comes after. It takes time for the haval to gather when you cover the guy's head with the bucket. So therefore, since it's sof lavo, it's not there at the time. Rava v'rabi zera. So it's machloket actually. Rava v'rabi zera. Had amar hayav. Had amar patur. It's machloket in this case. Tistayim, the Gemara wants to make a conclusion. The Rava hu da amar patur. Why? Because it's similar to the case of Rava that said above by the famine. The amar Rava kafato umet bera'a patur. And therefore, why patur? Because sofra av lavo. It wasn't there at the time. So similarly over here, the haval is something that comes after. The cold is something that comes after. That's the Gemara wants to conclude. The Gemara says, Adraba, tistayim de Rabbi Zera hu da'amar patur. Adraba, we can say that it's Rabbi Zera that held patur. What did Rabbi Zera say? Da'amar Rabbi Zera, hayman, de'aile lehavre bebetat de shisha. A person put his friend in a sealed room. Shisha is like made out of marble. So there's no air able to come into the room. And then what did he do? He suffocated him. How did he suffocate him? V'adlik le'sharga. He lit a candle. What does a candle do? It takes all the oxygen. And as a result, v'amit. Hayav. So what does the Bizera say in such a case? Hayav. Why? Ta'ma da'adlik le'sharga. It's only because he lit the candle. Ha lo adlik le'sharga. But if you just put him in that sealed room, lo. Oh, so you see that just like over here, it's like suffocating him with the bucket. When you put the bucket over his head, there was air there in the beginning. It just slowly goes away. And same thing when you put them in the room. When you put them in the room of the marble, he's only chayav if he lit a candle. But if he didn't light a candle, what does the Bizera say? Patur. Why? Because at the time that he put him in there, he couldn't live. He could still breathe. Putting the candle already is doing an action. So just like you put him in that place over there, he can be patur. So we want to say that the Bizera is the one that says you're patur by the bucket, Rashi. Bebeta de shisha, she satum biyoter, ven avala ur, vaner yachol atzit menu. Nothing can go out. Tamad adik le sharga, she zimen et ahorig. He brought the death to him. Halo adik sharga, umet bahabal piv. He just died from his own breathing, you know, taking all the oxygen. Domet de kafa'alav gigit patur. Similar to that case. The Gemara says, no. Amre hatam belo sharga lo matril avla. Over there, in the case of the room, without putting the candle there, there's no haval yet. Haval only comes later on. That's why the Bizera says in that case she'll be patur. B'shate hacha, I'm saying b'shate hacha belo sharganami matril habla b'shate. Over here with the bucket, the haval starts immediately. So therefore, the Bizera always could be poter by the case of the room because the haval doesn't come immediately. Mashenka, the bucket, it happens immediately. At least the haval starts. So therefore, clearly, it's Rabba that's the one that says patur in such a case. As she says, b'shate miyad b'shat kifiyat betchil v'hakacholech v'hazek. Now the Gemara goes on to give different cases. The Gemara gives a siman for this, sulam, teris, sammanim, and bekotel. And we begin. Amar Rava, dehafo lebor. Let's say he threw his friend into a bor, a pit. V'sulam bebor. There was a ladder in the bor. So the guy technically could have climbed out. Uba acher v'silkod. And somebody else came and took away the ladder. Or even the guy himself, he took away the ladder. It doesn't matter. Because bottom line, when he threw him in, there was a way out. Even though only after he took the ladder away, that's going to be a geramah. So it was vafilu hu kadam v'silkod. Even if the guy who pushed him in is the guy who took away the ladder, the deen is patur. Why? He's patur from mita. The be'idna the shadyeh yachol la'alotu. That at the time that he threw him in, he was able to climb out. Now she says, be'idna the shadyeh yachol la'alotu. Upatur ale dechaya mishum siluk lo matzit dechayuveh. The gerama be'alma.
He didn't take it right away?
Yeah. Because bottom line, at the time that he threw him, there was a ladder there for him to get away.
He took it away, though.
So then, he did take it away. Because that's already, at the time that he threw him in over there, he could have came out.
He should have grabbed onto it.
The dechifa was not what killed him. The Dechaifa didn't kill him, it was the taking away of the ladder that killed him. Look at Rashi over here. Rashi says, Va'afilu hu, top line, Ha'dochef atzmo, kadam v'silko, kodem nefilato shel ze, patur. What is it, kodem nefilato shel ze? Va'afilu kadam v'silko. Why does she say kodem?
The other person.
He died as a result of the haval. Kiim nishar bebor zman rava chemet mera'ah v'reze kalu b'akei fine. V'im met mahmat habata, that's another story. So another person took it out. What should we say? He threw him in, and the other guy took away the ladder? Or the guy himself who threw him in took away the ladder himself. In both cases over there, we're calling it a girama. The Be'idna de Shekhus Banal, we judge it at the time of the throwing. At the time that he threw him in,
he could have came out.
A second lady took the ladder away? Doesn't matter. Yachod la'alotu. He says, En hayav mita for the tziha, elem ken ma'aseu yabi bechleach lemut, has to come conclusively, what he did. Akim ha'mekdesh lofer ena dochef hayav mita, kemad shebe'et ma'aseh hayta lenetzat derek lenatzel. Although it causes it, but it's indirect. It's called the Gerama. He's Hayab Bide Shamayim. But he's not going to be Hayab Bide Adam. Lora Amur, Afilu Asa Adam, Echad Echneam Maasim. She Techila Zarakata Adam Labor, Vahaka Kadam Vishnekata Sulam. You cannot be Mechayev. The second case is, Vahamarava. Zarak Hetz. Let's say a guy shot an arrow. And the victim was holding a tris. Tris is like a shield. V'tris biyado. U'ba'achir untalo. And somebody took the shield out of his hand. As a result, the arrow killed him. V'afiluhu. Even the guy himself. Kadam v'natlo. He shot the arrow. And then he took the tris away. Patur. Why? Be'idna de'shadye be'mefsak peske gerye. At the time that he shot the arrow, it would have stopped, it would have blocked it. Yeah. And therefore, taking the item away, the shield away, is only called a gerama. The Gemara, look at Rashi. Rashi says, no Rashi. Actually, yes Rashi. V'afiluhu kadama zorek et ha'chetz. He shot the chetz, v'ratz le'achar zirikat, as he ran faster than the arrow. קודם שיגיע החץ לחברו ונתן לתריס ממנו, that case over there is going to be פטור. Gemara gives a third case. ואמר רבה, זרק בו חץ. He shot a arrow towards the guy. וסמנים בידו. But the guy, the victim, has medicine in his hand. So technically he can cure himself from the wound. And then what? הוא בא אחר ופזרן. Somebody else came and took the medicine and scattered it. Mm-hmm. Even if he himself, the guy who shot the arrow, took the medicine and threw it out, patur. Why? Bottom line, the same things were working over there. Uh-huh. At the time that
medicine
he,
is the shield.
Right, the medicine is the shield. Yeah. At the time that he shot, he was able to cure himself. Rashi. Sammanim hareuim lerapoto. Biyado shel harug. Now, Rav Asher has a bigger chiddush. Amar Rav Asher says, Hilkach, therefore, once we learned this over here, that if he has a way to save himself, so it doesn't matter even if he had simanim in his hand. Even if he had access to simanim, also he's going to be patur, because bottom line, he could have ran to the market, to the drugstore, and get some money. And therefore, since there was a way for him to save himself, so at the time that he shot the arrow, he wasn't destined necessarily to die. Afilu samanim bashuk. Even if the samanim are accessible in the market. Rashi says, Hilkach, kevan di'im yesham samanim v'ruim l'rapoto, they're available, biyado, patarte, he's patur, afilu ena biyado, even though he doesn't have them now. Ela shemitzuim bashuk l'knot, b'shal zrika, hare elu kilu hem biyado, it's like they're in his hand. Upatur, afilu lo nimsulahan mikan. So even though he doesn't get them in the end, but bottom line is they're available, so therefore he could have went to the store and got it, so therefore he's going to be patur. That's the hidush of Rav Asher, that since he could have saved himself. Good. Amar le Rav Aha, Pered Rav Aha le Rav Asher, Nizdamnu lo sammanim mahu. Case over here is there was no simmanim available, and he shot the arrow. All of a sudden, after the arrow was shot, nizdamnu lo sammanim, the guy got access to sammanim, and now saved himself. The question is, but since at the time that he shot, he was he didn't have this ability over here. So I could say that since he could have healed himself, now obviously he didn't heal himself, the guy died. But there was no access at the time. Or do I say that bottom line, since after it came out of his hand, then the access became available, so the bottom line, he could have saved himself at that point.
Right.
So the Gemara says, Rashi, nizdamnu lo sammanim lemuka ahara makeh. He got hit already. Velo kanan. He didn't buy it. So therefore he didn't get healed, but mau. We say, bottom line, he could have healed himself. What do I care if it happened after the fact? Bottom line, at the time that he shot, there was no semanim available. So his action actually was an action of Ritziha. That's the Safek. Gemara answers. Bottom line, the murderer comes out of Bedin innocent. What is that story? Kilomar. Bottom line, this happened before he got to court. By the time he gets to court, the murderer, they tell him, listen, the guy could have cured himself.
Right.
Bottom line, you're right. At the time that he shot, there was no medicine available. But at the end, there was medicine available. And if he was judged at that point over there, what would the Beit Din say? Beit Din would say that you're off the hook. Bottom line,
could have healed yourself.
Right, you could have healed yourself. When I shot the arrow, there was no medicine available, but now there was. Bottom line, at the time that the court would have judged him, which is after the fact, medicine was available, and therefore Yatsa mi Beit Din zakai finished, and therefore he cannot be mechayebim for such a mita, even though initially he would have been hayav, but they didn't judge him at that time. They judged him by Sherusham. Sherusham, at that point over there, the medicine would have been available. Therefore, you cannot be mehayev him. Comes the Gemara and says another chiddush. Ve'amarava zarak sror bakot. We're talking about over here, the guy throws a rock against the wall and there's a bounce back.
Boomerang.
It boomerangs. It hits the wall and comes back and
ricochet.
Kills somebody.
Ricochets.
Ve'hazra le'achoreha ve'harga. And this case over here, hayav. In this case, it's going to be Hayav. Rashi says, the guy did it with Kavanah.
Uh-huh.
He's a sharpshooter. He knew that he's going to throw it against the wall. It's going to ricochet off the wall, go back and hit the guy. Vezarak surur vika bekote bekoah. Vehazam mikoho leachorab. Vehargo hayav. Dynamikoho. Because that's from his koah. The ricochet off the wall is coming from his koah.
Right.
Only his koah. How did it ricochet off the wall? Because he threw it so hard, therefore it bounced back. Vetanatu, now we have a braita that says the same thing. Kegon, elu amisahakim bekadud. These guys that play ball. Shehargu, they threw the ball with strength against the wall and it bounced back. Bimizid neheragin bishogeg gonin. If they did it bimizid, then we kill the guy. If he did it bishogeg, so that's a murderer that does bishogeg. He goes to galut. No, but this is different. This is sample to kill. Okay, that's bishogeg. That she says kegon elu amisahakim bekadur sharego degilim tinokot. It's a game of babies. Tinokot leakot hakadur bekotel bekawah. Kedeh shetazor leachoreha harbe. Yeah, it's off the wall. It's not against the wall. Ulachar shezorek urats vechabero ohez the kadur. He moves away and the other guy's got to catch it.
Right.
That's how they play the game. He's giving you the rules of the game now, okay? Umake oto ba, and then he hits it. Im yachol lechabenahu nezarak bekotel. If he had kavanah, Ashmein and Tana, the imnet kaven shaureget she tareket havero b'hazara. His intention when he threw it against the wall, he wanted to ricochet off the wall, kill the guy. That's going to catch it. Nachoreya, the yeshbo kedin lamitai. It was, you know, enough to kill him. So he's going to be hayav.
You call it that
his koach? For sure. No, his bottom line, it only ricochets off the wall from his koach. Depends how much strength he puts in it. If he throws it lightly, it'll just fall right in front of the wall. Throws it hard, it hits the wall and comes back. So the Gemara says, but if he did it b'shogeg, he goes to galut. That the Gemara says b'shogeg golin peshita. You have to tell me that he goes to galut. We know that somebody that kills b'shogeg, goes to Galut. What do you have to tell me that for? But it was, no, it's a game that he had intention to kill. But if he had intention to kill the guy, he's Hayav.
How do you have a shogeg in a game?
He didn't intend to kill him. It's two cases.
Oh, but it's just to go to Galut.
One case is a game.
Again, both because the guy died.
Right.
When the guy threw the ball, if his kavanah was to kill this guy, so it's Hayav Mita. Right. If his kavanah was not to kill, the guy happened to die, so it's shogeg. So the Gemara comes along and says, what do you mean? B'shogeg golim. Peshita, that's what Masechet Makot teaches us. B'shogeg kill shogeg or Galut. You're right, Gemara says, Mezid neheragin esterichle. The Hiddush is on the Mezid case. Why? It's the Mezid case is the Hiddush. Why? I'll tell you why the Hiddush case is. Because it's not so, at the time that you give a warning to somebody, the warning has to be like this. If you do this, you're going to kill somebody.
Right.
Therefore, we're warning you. Now, in this case over here, it's Hatra'at Safek. We don't know if it's going to kill somebody. If you throw the ball against that wall and it goes back to this guy, it's not like taking a gun and you're putting it to the guy's head. Therefore, you're giving him a warning. This is Hatra'at Safek. So you might think that since it's Hatra'at Safek, it's not considered a warning. And to kill somebody, you need to give him a warning. Hatra'at Safeki. Why? Mi yemar de hadra. Who says it's going to ricochet back and kill the guy? Kama shmalan, that's what a bride that comes along and says, it's not a trasafik. Because if you throw the ball that hard at that wall from that angle, it's going to ricochet. It will happen. Which is not a trasafik. We know already the trajectory. If you throw it against the wall, and therefore the hatra'a is not a safik. We're thinking at the beginning, maybe you think, who says it's going to happen? It's an odd case. Does she? Now she says
they had that guy
through
the baseball.
Oh,
the
shot
hit the guy in the neck, and he.
Right, that is a
shogeg. Right, we see but today a ball could really kill.
What do you mean? The guy beans him. The pitcher beans the batter on purpose. He can kill the guy. That's a Mezid case. That's the pitcher beaning the batter. He beans the batter with a ball. Rabotai, continue reading over here. Listen, if the gun malfunctions, that doesn't mean that's a fake. That's not that. I mean, that's a malfunction. And if he dies before, let's say, that's another. Bottom line, you're doing something over here that if everything goes plain over here, that's a fake. That's my die. Now, happened to me. By the way, if it malfunctions, if it malfunctions, he's not going to get. No one died over here. We're talking about over here where he's saying, you throw that ball against the wall, don't throw the ball, you're going to kill him. Who says, for sure he's going to kill him? So the Gemara says, yes, it's Atrat Vandai. Because when you throw a ball against the wall at that trajectory, at that speed, and the guy standing over there, it's going to happen. So therefore, it's considered Atrat Vandai and not Atrat. So the Hadush is in the Mezid case. Gemara continues one more point, one more minute. Tani Rav Tahlifa Bar Ma'araba Kame de Rabbi Abahu Kegon Elu HaMasakim BeKadur. Guys are playing ball. Shehargu. Now the case over here is a very interesting case. When they threw the ball against the wall and they caused somebody to die, the rule is going to be like this. Toch Arba Amot. If the ball hit somebody that was standing within 4 amot of the wall, and what? He didn't have kavanah to kill him. There was no kavanah over here. We're talking about a case of Mamash Shogeg. But the guy standing close to the wall, so the din over there is Patur from Galut. Chutz la'arba amot, but if he's away from 4 amot of the wall, then it's going to be Hayam. Vidrashi. Kegon Elo Mesakim Bekadur. Shehargu Waharagot Tok Dalin Amot Peturim. Ima Yamuka Omed Betok Arba Amot Shil Kotel. Velo Espika Lazor Dalin Amot. He wasn't able to move back. Ache Metzato Barakto Patur Azorek Ligalut. We'll see why. Chutzad Arba Amot Hayav Galut. So the Gemara says, what is 4 amot got to do with anything? The Chavurah, this should all have to do with Kavanah. So the Gemara says, Amar le Rabbi Nehra Bashe, Hechidame, what's the case? Idekani Hale, which means, if when he threw the ball over there, he wants it to land where it landed, and therefore it hit the guy, and therefore, that's why you're telling me if it's Chutz La'arba Amot, it should be Hayab Galut. Well, Afilu Purtanami. So even if it hit the guy in a less distance over here, he should be Hayab also, because that was his Mahshava. He wanted it to land where it landed, which means if that's where he wanted it to land, what do I care? More than 4 months for? He should be Patur, he should be Hayab Galut in all cases. Now, Ideloni Hale, and if he didn't want the ball to go, more than 4 amot, so therefore, that wasn't his Kavanah, So therefore, afilu tuva namelo. So even if the guy was standing further away, since it wasn't his kavanah, he should be patur as well. Which, what is it dependent for amon, not for amon? It should be dependent on what if the guy's kavanah was not for that, it shouldn't make a difference. Not for amon, less for amon. Rashi, idni halish tachzor yoter. If the guy's kavanah is that she go further, afilu purtana the hayev galut. Da'arag b'shogeg. It's all shogeg. He didn't mean to kill the guy within four amot either. So then we should be also patu. The tamal lekel miftere. V'iloni halish tachzor kol kach. Afilu tuvanam yoter medalan amot niftar. The lo nitkayim machshavato. The amar mor. V'asher lo tzada prat mitkaven uzek shtayim. The guy had kavanah to throw it two amot. V'zarak dalid. And it ended up going four. Alma kima deloni hale. Then is it law? He didn't have come enough for it to go as far as it was. The Gemara says a chedusha on ball playing now. Amar le stam mesahakim bekadur kama deaile tefe menach nihale. The rule is when it comes to ball playing is that when they throw it against the wall,
closer they are.
They want it to go as far.
The further it goes.
Exactly. They want it to go as farther as it can go. He throws it close to the wall, so it goes go back. Therefore, Rashi says, "Stam besakim bekadur kamat daile umekarbel lakotel." All right, they run close to the wall. B'shaashizurkim when they time that they throw it, menach nihale kedeshet tachzor harbe. They wanted to go far. Hilkach batzir medaler amot lo nihale tezil. Nobody wants to go less than four amot. So in that case, over there, less than four amot is patudim from galut because he doesn't want it to go there. He's coming as for it to go further. And therefore, in that case over there, according to Rashi's first interpretation at least, it'll be patur from galut when it's less than four amot. Because the assumption is he don't want it to go less than four amot. He's coming as for it to go more. So when it went more, his kavanah was fulfilled, although he didn't have kavanah to kill. His kavanah was, but it killed. Okay, that's called shogeg. And therefore, but even for shogeg, it's got to have some sort of kavanah for it to go to that spot. If he didn't even have to go to that spot, it's even not hayav galut. It'll be, onis or something like that. It's nothing. You don't have kavanah b'chlal. So that's why the Gemara says the case was a ball where he came close to the wall, threw it with a certain speed for it to go back more than four amot, and therefore it's going to be hayav galut in that case. We continue on the Gemara in Zayin Amud Bet. We're up to Lememra. So we said above, if somebody throws a rock against the wall and it ricocheted off the wall and killed somebody on the way back, so we said that the purpose when he throws it against the wall is that he wants it to go back, and it's coming from his koho. The harder he throws it, the further it's going to go back. So therefore, that's clearly his koha. So the Gemara questions that, lememra, you mean to tell me, the bichi hagavna kohohu, you mean to tell me that when a ball is thrown in such a way that flies off the wall, that's considered that it's coming from his koach? What do you mean? Here we have a contradiction from a Mishnah in Para. Ha mekadesh, which means that's mekadesh always by Para, Duma is putting the effort of Para towards in the water in order to be mekadesh the mehatat. You bring the ashes of the effort of Para into the water. Ha mekadesh. Venafal kiddush al yado o al asad veharkach nafal leshoket pasul, and the ephod either fell in his hand first and then landed in the cup of water, or al asad, or on the side of the ma'yan veharkach nafal, and from there it landed into the shoket is the place of the water, pasul. Why can't you sprinkle with those waters? It's because the water has to be placed directly, or the effort has to be placed directly into the water. And since over here, it didn't come directly, it came off of something else. Even though it came from his koach. So over here you see that even though it came from his koach, but since it bounced off something else and went in, so that's not considered his direct. So that's the Gemara's question. Look at Rashi for a second. Rashi is going to be Hamekadesh. It's two lines before they get one. Hamekadesh mehatat ve'efer netinat efer alamayim kari kiddush. Putting the efer on the water, that's called kiddush. Kedetnama masechet para. The next that she says v'hakach nafal lashoket eben halula. That was a rock that they hollowed out. Shamayim neknasim bo min ha'mayan. That's where the water would go in from the ma'yan. Derech nekev shufoferet, like through a tube. Dechtiv Mayim Hayim El Keli. Shu Hayutan Bechli. That has to be in a Keli. Vekasa Kadatak. Dehan Nafal Dektani. It says Nafal in the Mishnah. It goes Nafal Al Yado Bekawah. Or Al Atzad. Kalomar Al Tzad Al Keli. And then from the side of the Keli, it bounced back into the Keli itself. So it says it's pasul. So you see over here that's not considered koho. How can you tell me in the dafta when you throw a ball against a wall, so it's considered as koach when it ricochets off the wall? And here you tell me by paraduma when you throw the effort into the shoket, it's not considered koho when it bounces off the wall or bounces off his hands. So the Gemara says, no, hakabe ma'askina. Over there it's talking about beshotet, which means where it's dripping on its own, which means it did not ricochet off his hand into the shoket. It landed on the wall and then it trickled down. Once it lands on the side of the thing and trickles down, that's not koho anymore. It stopped. It stopped on the wall and now it trickles down. So therefore, that's why that's not considered koho. It wasn't a direct ricochet. As she says, bishotet, lo nitaz mikowah nifilari shona. Ela me'atzmo hazar v'shatat miyado l'shoket shotet kimo mayim shotetim abrekav, which means like it's trickling down. So that's the difference between the two cases. Baruch Atah Adonai. The Gemara, where is the case of the wall? The guy threw it against the wall. Boom. Bounced off the wall from his koah. So therefore, in a kaname, if it bounces from his hand into the shoket, it'll be kawah. But that wasn't the case. The case was matter, it landed on his hand and it just dripped down. Gemara continues. Tashema, we have a case over here. Mahat shehaya netuna ala cheres. You have a mahat, a needle that let's say is teme'a b'tumat met, and it was resting on a piece of cheres, pottery. V'hiza aleha, and you sprinkled the mechatat on in order to purify it. Safek ala mahat hiza, safek ala cheres hiza, umitza aleha. You don't know where it landed. Safek if it landed directly on the mahat, or maybe it landed on the cheres, and from the cheres it jumped on the mahat. That's your safek. Hazza ato pasul. Because could be it landed not directly on the mahat. But what do you mean? What's the difference? Even if it landed on the cheres, it ricocheted onto the mahat. L'chaura, that should be enough to be considered koho. As she says, now she's on the third line. V'hiza alav v'netkaver la'azot alea letara letameh met. You see the hazaa on the mahat. It's clear. But safek ala mahat nafal hazaya kishiyotzet miyado safek ala cheres hazeh techila. The safek if it landed on the cheres first and then landed on the mahat. So what do you see over here? That it's not coming mekoho. Gemara says Amar Rav Hinana Bar Yehuda. We have in our text safek ala cheres hazeh umitza aleha. Mitza means it's sprinkled off the cheres into the mahat. Tuesday. Rav Hanina bar Yehuda says that you should change the text, and instead of saying mitza, have the text to say matzah itmar. Matzah means that if you have a safek, if it's on the mahat or it's on the cheres, and you found it, umatzah mayim ala mahat, that's pasul. Because we don't even know if it ricocheted. It could be it landed on the cheres and just dripped off into the mahat. If it's mitzah in the kadami, there's no problem. That's koho. But if it's matzah, you found it on the mahat, but you don't know how it got there. So therefore, that's not going to be considered koho. Rashi. Matzah itmar. Lav lashon matzui. Davi hataza. It's not like a ricochet where it's sprinkled. Ela lashon mitzi'ah. You found it. Kolomara hazaad nimset aleha. Ve'en yadua im betchila hazeh iza alea o hazar mikoach itus o shema lo ze velo ze el al acheres hazeh vayam madron. It was like on a slant and it just trickled down. It just trickled down from the cheres, so it's not a koho at all. Comes the Gemara and says in the name of Rav Papa. Amar Rav Papa, Hayman dechatfe lechavre. He tied him up in order that he cannot run away. Ve'ashkil ale bitkademaya. And then he directed the flow of water onto the guy, and as a result, he died. Gire didehu. The Gemara says that the flow of the water is considered like his arrows, and therefore umehayev. It's like he shot an arrow at him. It's like even though the arrow goes out of his hand, so too of the water it goes out of his hand, but it doesn't matter. It's mikoho, and therefore it's going to be hayav. But this is only talking about the koho rishon on the first surge of water. That's considered koho. Anything that comes subsequently is already considered koach koho, which means, let's say, he opened up the dam, and the first surge that came out of the dam, boom, it killed him. So that's considered koho. But anything subsequently after that, that's not considered koho. Aval koach sheni, which means, let's say, the surge went on the ground, and then went towards the guy and killed him. That's grama be'almahu. That's only grama. And then we patur. Rashi says, dechatfe kashar yadav v'raglav asfatayam v'ashkil ale bitkademaya hefna et mirutzatamayim alav. He turned the flow of water towards him. Gira didehu hen hatsyo. That's considered a chetz, like an arrow. Varehu kizorek bochetz. Like you threw an arrow in it. The verse was Azil. Shamayim ba'im bekoach lishon ala miyad. Kuchiniach samuk l'sfat hayam. He put him next to the water. The hisfam madron. And he caused the water to, let's say, go on an incline on him. Bekoach lishon kishipinah lehem derech letzad ze miyad nafal alav dehavi koho. He landed, he was standing away from the Sfat HaNahar. So it landed on the ground first, and then it came up and got him. That's considered Koach Sheni. That is considered already a Gerama. Gemara continues. Ama ve'amara papa, zarak sror lema'ala. Let's say a guy threw a rock above. Ve'halcha litzadin. And when it landed, it went like towards the side. Beharga hayav. He's going to be hayav in that case. Obviously, we're talking about where he got a warning. Amalem warbarav asher lera papa maitama. What's the reason? Mishum dekoho hu. Because I guess that when you throw it up in the air, the fact that it's coming down is still considered koho. And even the fact that it veers to the side a little, that's also considered koho as well. That she says, "Ve'alcha litzadin derech nefilata," which it didn't go straight up and straight down. Shelo nafla kenegdo ele kashu chozer la'ares hayta mitrachegel litzadin. But if nafla nochav arga patur, the nav kohu ela he chozer la'ares me'ela. Wow! So if it comes right down, that's considered gravity. Gravity is not considered koho. His koho ends when it reaches the peak. Once it starts to come down, gravity takes over. However, in this case over here, when he threw it up, it went on an angle, like it moved somewhere else. So already that fact that it moved to a different spot and harag the stadim, so that's considered,
that's not gravity.
That's not gravity. Well, that's his koach. So it must have killed him on the way down, but still it's considered koho. It's still considered koho. Haynu ha'even lo nizrika yashar lema'ala. He must have thrown it on a slant, on a tilt. He threw it like that. So when it lands like that and it comes down, so therefore that's considered already koho, because it's moving in a different direction. So that's considered already koho. So the Gemara says, yeah, well, otherwise, why is it moving to the side? It must be because of his koach. If he just throws it up and lands down, that's not koho, that's gravity. So the fact that he threw it like this, and it went on a trajectory, a different direction, so that moving over there, that's going in that spot, is all kohol that's doing it. Gemara says, wait, ikohol, if that's considered kohol, tezil le'el. So then it should continue going up.
Exactly.
That's the Gemara's question. If it's, once it starts going down, that's gravity already. Which is the koach lechaura ends on the side, let's say, but still once it's up, once it goes down already, it's koach ends lechaura. That's when Gary takes over. The Gemara says tizil le'ayin da klepim mal lazarka. He didn't throw it sideways; he threw it up. So therefore, the lechaura, if it's kohor, then kohor ends at tizil le'ayin. It should continue going up. The Gemara says v'ilav kohohu. Tezil letachat. So what do you want to come and tell me? That when the Evan falls, it's not considered his koach? If that's the case over there, I'll ask you another question. Ve'ilav koho, if one is koho, tezil letachat, it should have went straight down.
Straight down.
It should have went straight down. Why is it still moving on the side? So Gemara says, Ela koach kahushu. So it's a kawah, but that's called a kawah kahush. It's a weak kawah, but it's still a kawah. That she says kahushu, eno kawah hazak. Elaksad kawah yeshkan. Haydelo azal le'el. How come it stops going up? Mishum shekala kawah hazchozik azinika. The strength of the zinika stopped it from
weakening.
Exactly, it's a weakening kawah. It stopped it from continuing to go up. But it's still a koach that's causing it to go sideways. Koach yesh kan, v'hayin de lo azal le'ayin, mishum shekala koach hazak. Chozik asidikab, v'hayin ben chozik la'aretz, aval adayin olech etim nemiksat koho. But the fact that it's moving sideways, that's as a result of his koach. So therefore it's going to be hayah. Amen v'amen.